בחינות הבגרות באנגלית לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה' מודול E. שלום רב, היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע יושמע הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. יש להאזין לקטע בשתי ההשמעות האלה. Hello students, today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now the first broadcast. ועתה ההשמעה הראשונה.
Hello listeners, this is Sophie Mason with our new series, The Work People Do. Every week I will be interviewing someone with an interesting job. And today, I am joined by acoustic engineer Dylan Rogers. Hello, Dylan.
Hi, Sophie. Thanks for inviting me.
Acoustic. That has to do with sound, doesn't it?
Yes, that's right. Acoustic engineers work with sound. For example, we help design buildings where singers and musicians perform. We make sure that the music can be heard clearly from wherever you're sitting. We also deal with unwanted sounds, you know, like the noise coming from traffic. My own customers are mostly libraries and offices. They ask me to make their places less noisy.
How do you do that?
Well, first I measure the level of noise. Then I have to find out where it is coming from. If the noise is coming from the traffic outside, I might suggest that they put in special thick windows. But the noise can also come from office equipment, like a photocopying machine. Sometimes I find that simply moving the machine to a different place can help. These are just two examples of the solutions we can offer.
So, what else do acoustic engineers do?
Actually, we're involved in many projects that affect every aspect of people's lives. For instance, we help design airplanes that are less noisy. We also design quieter cars and special materials for roads to reduce the noise from traffic. And we help make homes quieter as well. Think about the electric products we all use at home, like washing machines, hair dryers, and vacuum cleaners. The new ones we design now are very quiet, certainly much quieter than the older ones.
But if people have to buy new equipment, that can be very expensive.
Well, we've also designed cheaper solutions to problems of noise. One of them is a small machine that produces a particular range of sounds called white noise. This type of noise tricks the brain so that we can no longer hear the sounds that are disturbing us. So, for example, when you turn on a white noise machine, you stop hearing the sound of traffic. These machines are not expensive, and many people who live in noisy neighborhoods buy one. They say it really helps them get a good night's sleep.
You know, this reminds me. I was in hospital last month, and it was so noisy I couldn't sleep.
Yes, that's a real problem. But you'll be happy to hear that we're working with manufacturers to make hospital equipment much less noisy. And in some hospitals, we've designed special rooms where patients can listen to relaxing sounds from nature, like the wind blowing through trees or water flowing over rocks. Studies show that patients who spend time in these rooms get better more quickly.
Really? Sounds can make such a big difference?
Definitely. But that should not surprise you. Think of our daily lives. Think, for example, how your mood improves when you listen to your favorite music, or how uncomfortable you feel in a place where everyone is talking very loudly. Every type of sound or noise affects you differently. Acoustic engineers make sure that people can get sounds they enjoy and avoid ones that they dislike. That is a big responsibility.
It certainly is. Well, that is the end of today's program. Thank you, Dylan, for telling us about your work. And you, listeners, please join us again next week. Goodbye for now.
זו הייתה ההשמעה הראשונה. נשמיע עכשיו כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית.
Hello, listeners. This is Sophie Mason with our new series, The Work People Do. Every week, I will be interviewing someone with an interesting job. And today, I am joined by acoustic engineer Dylan Rogers. Hello, Dylan.
Hi, Sophie. Thanks for inviting me.
Acoustic. That has to do with sound, doesn't it?
Yes, that's right. Acoustic engineers work with sound. For example, we help design buildings where singers and musicians perform. We make sure that the music can be heard clearly from wherever you're sitting. We also deal with unwanted sounds, you know, like the noise coming from traffic. My own customers are mostly libraries and offices. They ask me to make their places less noisy.
How do you do that?
Well, first I measure the level of noise. Then I have to find out where it is coming from. If the noise is coming from the traffic outside, I might suggest that they put in special thick windows. But the noise can also come from office equipment, like a photocopying machine. Sometimes I find that simply moving the machine to a different place can help. These are just two examples of the solutions we can offer.
So, what else do acoustic engineers do?
Actually, we're involved in many projects that affect every aspect of people's lives. For instance, we help design airplanes that are less noisy. We also design quieter cars and special materials for roads to reduce the noise from traffic. And we help make homes quieter as well. Think about the electric products we all use at home, like washing machines, hair dryers, and vacuum cleaners. The new ones we design now are very quiet, certainly much quieter than the older ones.
But if people have to buy new equipment, that can be very expensive.
Well, we've also designed cheaper solutions to problems of noise. One of them is a small machine that produces a particular range of sounds called white noise. This type of noise tricks the brain so that we can no longer hear the sounds that are disturbing us. So, for example, when you turn on a white noise machine, you stop hearing the sound of traffic. These machines are not expensive, and many people who live in noisy neighborhoods buy one. They say it really helps them get a good night's sleep.
You know, this reminds me. I was in hospital last month, and it was so noisy I couldn't sleep.
Yes, that's a real problem. But you'll be happy to hear that we're working with manufacturers to make hospital equipment much less noisy. And in some hospitals, we've designed special rooms where patients can listen to relaxing sounds from nature, like the wind blowing through trees or water flowing over rocks. Studies show that patients who spend time in these rooms get better more quickly.
Really? Sounds can make such a big difference?
Definitely. But that should not surprise you. Think of our daily lives. Think, for example, how your mood improves when you listen to your favorite music, or how uncomfortable you feel in a place where everyone is talking very loudly. Every type of sound or noise affects you differently. Acoustic engineers make sure that people can get sounds they enjoy and avoid ones that they dislike. That is a big responsibility.
It certainly is. Well, that is the end of today's program. Thank you, Dylan, for telling us about your work. And you, listeners, please join us again next week. Goodbye for now.
זו הייתה ההשמעה השנייה. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך מאחל לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.